Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's an awesome God. He's a joyful God. We need to have peace in the midst of our storms. Joy, unspeakable joy, because that's what he came to bring. But most of all, salvation, a place, hallelujah, where we can dwell, not in heaven always, but down here in him, hallelujah. See, so many times we're waiting to get to heaven. No, we got to live like we're in heaven, amen? We got to live like we're going to live when we get to heaven. Because today is the day of salvation. Today, right today is the day of salvation. And so many times when we're talking this morning, an old man had done some ugly stuff and waited until he got cancer and ready to die before he decided to come to Jesus or come to the Lord or repent. We might not have no deathbed experience. People go out here in a split second. Be ready now. Just in case Jesus part those clouds today. Don't none of you be left in here because I'm gone. Amen? I'm out of here. So I don't want to look back there. I ain't even going to look because it would hurt my heart. Amen? Let's be ready just in case. Sister Shishi said, salvation now, repentance now. Don't wait till the end of the church. You might change your mind. Get up. Here's the altar. It's always open. There's room at the altar for you. It's always open. Hallelujah. Good morning, saints of God. I love you so much. You're beautiful. But God loves you more. Not your hair jelly, just you. Hallelujah. I just want to read a little bit of Psalms 27 before I start it. That's not the message. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of God and to seek him in his temple. Hallelujah. This is his temple. Our body is the temple of the living God. We have no right to do with our body what we want to do with our body. If we say we have accepted Jesus as the Lord of our lives, then our body belongs to Jesus. And his spirit lives in me and in you. Amen? Our body is the temple of God. We always say, and I read Psalms 27 because in that, you know, we can trust the Lord, right? We can trust the Lord with our safety, with our provision, with our health, with everything. But my question today is, can God trust you? Can God trust you? We always talking about we have faith in God. Does God have faith in you? Can he trust you? Can he trust you to obey his word? To live like Christ down here on this earth? To tell somebody about Jesus? Can God trust you to live holy? Because he said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the kingdom. Now that's not my word, so don't get mad at me. That's God's word. Holiness is being sanctified by God, allowing him to come in and take full control of your life. Holiness is being like Jesus. Being like Jesus. Living like Jesus. Being the Son of God, the daughter of God, the way Jesus was. He was obedient even to the cross. Are you obedient to God? Are you doing the things that God has called you to do? Or you just do them sometime? See, can God trust you today but not trust you tomorrow? See, if God can trust you, a lot of people will follow you. Amen? Now, even if God don't trust you, people going to follow you. But which way are they following you? Amen? Which way do you want to lead people? Down or up? See, God knows everything. God knows our thoughts before we even think them. He knows our end because it was already predestined. God predestined us before the foundation of the earth. Can God trust you this morning? That was mighty slow. Can God trust you this morning? Even if he can't this morning, will you live so that he can trust you? You know, be honest with yourself and be honest with God. Are you living according to the God that would want you to live? Are you living according to the way that will draw somebody else to Jesus? Can he trust you this morning? Amen. What did God say about Moses? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in the wrong verse. Give me time. Don't rush me now. 12:7. God said, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. He's a faithful. He went through some things. He went through ups and downs. He wasn't always perfect, but he was faithful to God. We're not always perfect, but we can, even in our imperfection, we can be faithful to God. Because when we fall, the word of God said, the Spirit lifts you up 7 times. Fall down, he lifts you up. Fall down, he lifts you up. Stay up. Don't keep falling. Amen? You know you can do it. His grace and his mercy. His grace has given us the ability to do everything. Everything that God said. God would not tell us to do something that he hadn't given us grace to do it. Are you really, really sold out this morning? It's time. Let me tell you, saints of God, look around the world. And then I want you to read Matthew 24. Look around the world. Everything that Jesus said would happen just before his coming is happening right now. Right now, brother against brother, nations against nation, evil everywhere. You almost scared to stay in your own house. If we didn't have Jesus, I wouldn't stay there. No, I think I'd come and camp out here. And then you're not even safe in church anymore. They're going in churches, they're shooting up people, they're killing people, the preacher's killing people, people killing the preachers. Saints of God. It ain't no time to play church. Oh, God, Jesus could come any minute. Nothing else has to happen before Jesus comes except everybody be saved in here. Now, I don't know nothing about nobody else, but these God has given us. Y'all need to be sold out for Jesus. It's time. It's time. We don't have no time for, I really don't have time for penny ante sermons. I don't know how to do that. I know how to tell you what God has laid in my heart, that it's time, and it's time to get saved. Week after week, the minister said, is anybody need to repent? Is there anybody need to turn away from what they're doing? Is there anybody need to be saved? Nobody ever comes up to this office. Maybe one or two people up this office, our office here. See? Our office, we're in our office. Nobody does that. Don't tell me that some time in your life you don't need to repent. Pastor, you have to repent sometime. Linda. Miss Audrey. Nobody ever needs to repent. That's not true. Don't lie to yourself and lie to God too. You need to repent, turn away from your sin. Whatever you're doing that's not of God, and you know it's not of God. You know it's not of God. You need to turn away from it and do it no more, because Jesus could come in an instant. And you don't want to be caught in sin, amen? You don't want to be left behind. I believe that you're going to make it. But Lord have mercy, what you got to go through to get there if you get left behind. Once we thought that no Gentiles would be saved during the tribulation, that's not true. God's given everybody opportunity. Saints of God, it's time. We play too much. We play with God too much. He's a sweetheart. Yes, he is. But he is a God of wrath. And his word is yea and amen and forever settled in heaven. If you're messing up, tell him you're messing up. You ain't even got to tell me. You ain't got to tell Pastor. Amen. Repent don't mean saying, Lord, forgive me. And then you go back and you do the same thing over and over again. Then you say, Lord, forgive me. You go back and do the same thing. Repent means you make a decision to turn away from it and never do it again. God tells us to forgive each other 70 times 7 times. He didn't say he was going to do that for us. I didn't read that. Anyway, did y'all read it anywhere? He told us to repent, turn away from it, and don't do it no more. Your body is the temple of the living God. You have no right to do with your body what you want to do with it, what you feel is all right, or feel good. Feel good gets you to hell. Feel good, making yourself feel good all the time will get you to hell. See, Christianity is hard. The word of God says you got to resist temptation. We're talking about temptation in the Bible study. Resist temptation. Flee from all the stuff. Flee from sexual sin. Flee from alcohol. Flee from drugs. Flee. Run away from it. Somebody said, come over here. No, I'm not going there. I got Jesus. Call out his name. There's power in the name of Jesus. And he'll help you through. He'll give you the strength to say, no, I'm not doing that today. I'm through with it. Because that's what God wants. God wants a holy people. God wants a holy people. Only holy people going to make it to heaven. I tell you that. Only holy people going to make it to heaven. And holiness don't mean that you don't slip. But don't keep slipping in the same ditch. Walk the other way. You see that ditch there? Well, you keep going by the same ditch for and then slipping. Talking about I slipped. No, you intended to slip in that ditch. Or else you wouldn't go by that ditch every day, would you? You'd change your direction. Go over here. Stop slipping in the ditch. Slop, slop, stop. God loves you so much, he does. And you know something? He know you can take me. Yeah, you know why? Because he know I love you. You know, he knows that. And I'm a hard person to take sometimes if you didn't know I love you. Amen? But I love you. And I love you. You know, when we get out of here, and I don't believe some of us going to go to the grave. I don't believe that. I believe most of us going to get out here together because Jesus is so soon to come. Now, I'm the oldest one here, and I might go a little bit before y'all. I doubt it. Yeah, they just said they'd just leave me sitting up in the chair. So I guess. But God is a good God. We always say, I have faith in God. Always, we always. How many? And that's why I read that scripture, because it tells us how good God is. And we can say, because of that, I have faith in God. But really, can God have faith in you this morning? If not today, tomorrow. Can you make a decision that I'm going, for God I'll live, for God I'll surely die. He's worth it. You know that song that they sung, I'll never know. Tell you, if it don't catch you in your heart, something's wrong with you. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins. I was a sinner. Stomped down sinner. But God saw mercy, had mercy on me and saved me, just like he saved you all. But you got to recognize that you were a sinner before you know that God has saved you. You got to recognize that God don't continue to want you to be a sinner. Look what Jesus did on the cross. Every time you keep on sinning, you put another nail in his hand, a nail in his foot, or thrones on his head. You got to know the God that you're serving. You got to know how precious he is. You got to know how holy he is. You got to know that he's not a God to play with. You got to know that God loves us so much. He would never have sent his son to the cross if there was another way. There was no other way. So many people say, now there's so many ways to get to heaven. I'll go ahead and build a staircase then and go on to heaven. If you think there's other ways to get there, the only way is through Christ Jesus, who laid down his life, who shed his blood, who suffered and died. I mean, a horrendous death. Hallelujah. But Jesus. But he loved us enough to do it. We say he had to do it. Well, because of his love, he had to do it, but he had to do nothing. He wanted to do it. He chose to do it. He wanted us saved. Just the way God is talking to you this morning, he wants you saved. He wants you to stop living like somebody that don't know Jesus. He wants you to be an example everywhere you go. He don't want you to get in the world with your friends, party with your friends, and then talk about, I'm a Christian. Well, friends ain't got nothing to come to if you living the way they're living. Saints of God, it's time. It's time out. God is calling us to purity, holiness. Be holy, for I'm holy, he said. Holiness. Holiness will get you to heaven. Sin will get you to hell in the lake of fire. Ain't just hell. Death and hell both gonna be thrown into the lake of fire. Ever burn your little finger? Don't it hurt? Think about it. Flesh burning off you today. And coming back on you in flesh, but through eternity. How long is eternity, saints of God? I don't know, but I don't want to take no chances on it. Amen? I don't want to take no chances on going to hell and then hell and death and that, being down there with the devil and he just laughing at you. He in the same situation you in, and he's still laughing. The devil is using you all to not be obedient to God. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't care who I'm talking to. But whoever I'm talking to, take it to heart. Take it to heart that God is saying this morning, you got to change your lifestyle. You got to live for him. If you say you're going to live for him, live for him. If you say you're a Christian is like Christ. We talked Wednesday, Thursday. Christ was tempted just as we were. Everything we attempted to do, Christ was tempted, but he didn't sin. So, and God said he made us a way of escape. If Christ didn't sin, and we say we got Christ living on the inside of us, we don't sin either. Sin is sin. Sin separates you from God. Amen? Come on, saints of God, get it right. Time is winding down. Jesus is soon to come. Aren't you happy? Can I hear you say, come quickly, Lord Jesus? Did everybody say that? Who didn't say that? Vicky, did you say that? Did you say it quick, Vicky? Or said, you said it up there. Okay. Lord, I believe she said you, whether you heard her or not. So, you know, it is, and we are a good group of people. We are family. That's why, and I'm your mommy, and that's your daddy. I think you got two mommies, but not like the world have two mommies. You just got, you got two mommies and one daddy. And mommies can talk to you just like God tells you, her to, because we love you. We want to see you blooming, and not just in heaven. We want to see you blooming down here. Your friends need to see you blooming, see you different. You know, when I got saved and my friends really thought I was just crazy as a bed, but not just my friends, my sisters. God, he ain't saying nobody changed like that. God ain't saying nothing to you. That what they said? Didn't bother me. You know what I did? I was just consistent. Amen. Just kept on walking the straight and narrow. And when they got ready to call for prayer, you know who to call, don't you? When I went up my friend's house, you know, they was kicking bottles and stuff up under the table and under the couch. I said, don't do that. God see you. Ain't no need of hiding from me. I ain't nobody. But that's why, you know, your friends, we kind of, I'm getting in the house, they're kicking. Don't do that. Because you got to live like something. People got to want to respect you just like they respect Jesus. They got to. That don't mean you're not going through something, because Jesus went through something. He went through a lot. Yeah, but they need to respect you like they respect Jesus. Amen. Okay. God calls us saints, which means holy ones. We are set apart. We've been set apart from the world. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. And we are the light of the world. Are y'all dropping any light anywhere?
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't talk much, do you? Can anybody follow you? If it's dark, can they look ahead and see you? And oh, there's a light. Can they? Okay. Okay. If not, you don't have to answer. Okay. I'm not asking you to answer, shut up. I'm asking you to think about it. Let God work in your heart. Become the light of this world, the salt of the earth. We're the only thing that's keeping this earth preserved down here. Did y'all know that? You know how rotten this world is? How evil this world is? How, I read it in the paper, or I saw on television, this mother, I think a month-year-old baby, took tissue, stuffed in the baby's mouth, choked the baby. Baby died, of course. You know, you're talking about sheer evil? Evil. You better stay prayed up. You better stay with your armor on. You better stay with the blood of Jesus covering you. You better stay in right standing with God. Because you don't know what's going to happen when we walk out the door or while we're sitting in here. We got to be ready to be out of this world. That's not morbid. We don't die one day or the other, in one way or the other. But we got to be ready. We got to know without a doubt that we know that we know that we know when we leave this earth, we'll be in the presence of God immediately. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Isn't that a good thing? That is no fear. There's no fear in dying. As I always say, the greatest fear I had was dying. Oh, Lord, I might die. I should have had that fear. I was sinning. I should have. He gave me enough sense to be fearful of dying. But now I'm not. I've been saved. I've been sanctified. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. How about you all? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We've got to be in right standing with God. I just wanted to read one more thing. I read this Tuesday, I believe, about the disciples. How faithful they were. And this says, keep looking up. Have you ever wondered what happened to the disciples of Jesus according to tradition? Philip was scourged and crucified. Matthew was nailed to the ground with spikes and beheaded. Jude was beaten to death with sticks and clubs. Simon was tortured and crucified. John, son of Zebedee, was tortured in exile. James, brother of John, was beheaded. James was pushed from the top of a building. Then his broken body was beaten to death. Andrew, Peter's brother, hung on a cross for 3 days before dying. Bartholomew was beaten and skinned alive before being beheaded. Thomas was speared with a javelin, and Peter was crucified upside down. Every single one of the Lord's beloved disciples suffered cruel torture. And God has not asked us to do that. All he asks us to do is live holy. Those disciples knew that they were going through some serious trials and tribulations, but you know something? They were still faithful. Jesus could still count on them. Only Judas turned his back on him. Only Judas betrayed him. Some of the others went away just like people are doing now. The word of God said there'll be a great falling away. Do you know how many churches getting empty? I mean emptied out, shut down, closed up, because people, it's been so long. My grandmama been saying Jesus was coming. Well, he said it over 2,000 years ago that he was coming. But the thing is, we got to be ready. Saints of God, be ready. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And when we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all